Mapping Milky Way disk perturbations in stellar number density and vertical velocity using Gaia-DR3, by Axel Widmark et al. We have mapped the number density and mean vertical velocity of the Milky Way's stellar disk out to a distance of a few kiloparsecs using Gaia Data Release 3, Doctor 3, and complementary photo astrometric distance information from Starhorse. For the number counts, we carefully masked spatial regions that are compromised by open clusters, great distances, or dust extinction and used Gaussian processes to arrive at a smooth, non-parametric estimate for the underlying number density field. We find that the number density and velocity fields depart significantly from an axisymmetric and mirror-symmetric model. These departures, which include projections of the Gaia phase space spiral, signal the presence of local disturbances in the disk. We identify two distinct features in both stellar number density and mean vertical fields and associate them with the local spiral arm and the galactic warp. The local spiral arm feature is present mainly in the thin disk and is largely symmetric across the disk mid-plane in both density and velocity. The density and velocity fields are phase-shifted by roughly a quarter wavelength in the direction perpendicular to their axis of elongation, suggesting a breathing mode that is propagating in the direction of galactic longitude L approximately 270 DEG. The galactic warp feature is asymmetric about the mid-plane and can be explained by a tilt of the thick stellar disk in the direction of the galactic anticenter, while the thin stellar disk remains flat. This was Mapping Milky Way Disk Perturbations in Stellar Number Density and Vertical Velocity Using Gaia-DR3, by Axel Widmark et al.